This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it carried out a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qassem Soleimani. AP correspondent Sagar Mighani reports from the Pentagon.
Yesterday morning, Defense Secretary Mark Esper had put Iran on notice after months of provocations.
The game has changed.
Roughly 12 hours later, a U.S. drone strike killed Qassem Soleimani, the powerful head of Iran's Quds Force and the architect of Tehran's proxy fights through the Middle East. The U.S. blames him for hundreds of American deaths in the Iraq War, and the Pentagon says he was plotting more attacks on Americans. Foreign leaders are warning the world has now become a more dangerous place and are urging restraint. While Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CNN the strike saved American lives, his department's also telling all U.S. citizens in Iraq to leave immediately. Sagar Mighani at the Pentagon.
The consuming question now is, what next? How will Iran choose to respond? Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports, the U.S. issuing a warning to American citizens in Iraq to get out and get out now.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. It marked the first time the U.S. had designated another country's military as terrorists. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli reaction to the killing of Qassem Soleimani has been predictably upbeat. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made that clear.
Just as Israel has the right of self-defense, the United States has exactly the same right. Qassem Soleimani is responsible for the death of American citizens and many other innocent people. He was planning more such attacks. President Trump deserves all the credit for acting swiftly, forcefully, decisively.
With the U.S. airstrike on Baghdad Airport comes the question of presidential authority. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with a report.
American presidents have claimed authority to act without congressional approval if U.S. personnel or American interests are facing an imminent threat. The Pentagon said the Iranian general Qassem Soleimani was planning an attack against U.S. forces and diplomats. But Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's no current authorization that covers the possibility of starting a new war. He's demanding that President Trump provide a full explanation to Congress and the American people. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been seen on television riding his white horse into the mountains once again. Similar appearances in the past have preceded major policy decisions by Pyongyang. And experts say 2020 could see a return of North Korea's long-range ballistic missile launches and a fresh setback for U.S. efforts to get Kim to end his nuclear weapons program. Carlos Ghosn, the former head of Nissan, is in his native Lebanon, now a wanted man. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has a report.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sirhan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The general prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sirhan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Once again, our top story this hour. The Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it carried out a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qassem Soleimani. Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. It marked the first time the U.S. has so designated another country's military as terrorists. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.